This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How to know that we are loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How can we change our thought pattern about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the trials that we're going through are not necessarily sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not love us? Listen to what your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned regarding this issue. Inna 'idham al-jaza' ma'a 'idham al-bala'. The magnitude of the reward that you will attain insha'Allah ta'ala goes with the magnitude of the affliction, of the trial that you have experienced. So the harder the trial, the higher the reward. But there are conditions. He continues, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزَّ وَجَلْ إِذَا أَحَبَّ قَوْمًا بِتَلَاهُمْ. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves someone or a group of people, He afflicts them. He tests them with difficulties. فَمَنْ رَضِيَ فَلَهُ الرِّضَى. Whosoever became content and happy and satisfied with the destiny of Allah, with the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, will be pleased on the day of judgment. Will be also content and satisfied when he meets Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But whoever became displeased with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his decision regarding those trials will be displeased on the day of judgment. Allah will be displeased with him on the day of judgment. So if you wanted to know the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you, look for these trials, my brothers and sisters in Islam, and take it from that angle. Expect the best from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't always have bad thoughts about your trials. Rather say that this is a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves me, and I'll be patient, and I'll be content, and I'll be happy and accept His destiny upon me. And once you have achieved that, achieved the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through your patience, contentment, then listen to the following narration. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves any of His slaves, حَمَاهُ الدُّنْيَا. He protects him from this dunya. And this dunya is full of problems, full of issues. We have shaitan who's after our necks, after our destruction. We have the trials of money, loving money and running after the thrilling challenges of this life. We have bad company, we have drugs, we have pornography, we have a lot of problems that are affecting almost every aspect of our life. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us through the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam that if I loved an individual, I'll protect him from the danger of this dunya. So there are two conditions here. Number one, when you are afflicted with calamities, be satisfied so that you can attain and gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And once you have achieved that, the rest is upon Him. He will protect you from the danger of this dunya. So be patient, my brothers and sisters in Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our dua in the final few nights of Ramadan and cure you if you are sick. Ease your pain if you have experienced any traumatic events in the past. Help you with your financial difficulties. Grant you patience if you have lost your loved ones. Grant you success in your schooling and your job careers. And above all, grant us all al-firdaus al-a'la and the love of Allah. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Jazakumullahu khayran. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.